From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold.
And we've officially crossed the threshold into fall with yesterday's equinox. And our weather expert Cliff Mass says we'll have a forecast to match a nice fall weekend ahead. But are the day and night really equal on the equinox? He'll give us the answer in a bit. First, Cliff, let's hear the forecast.
Well, today will be the wettest and cloudiest day, but not too bad. A weak Pacific front is moving in, and it's kind of getting split apart. So we'll have clouds over most of the region, showers along the coast and the Cascades and the South Sound, but only a few sprinkles around Puget Sound because we'll be somewhat rain-shadowed by the Olympics. The winds are westerly aloft, and we tend to be drier in those situations. Now, this system will move through tonight, and we'll see an improving trend over most of the weekend here. Saturday, we'll have clouds in the morning. There'll be some breaks by the time we get to maybe 9 or 10 o'clock, sun in the afternoon, and I think the temperatures should get up into the mid to upper 60s, so definitely a much nicer day, and most of western Washington will be quite sunny and almost clear. Then on Sunday, the ridge builds up, but we have a weak disturbance that'll just nick the northwest corner of Washington State. So there could be a sprinkle, a little bit of clouds if you're at Tatoosh, but for the most part, most of the region will see warmer temperatures, sunny conditions on Sunday, temperatures 70, low 70s. The ridge revs up on Monday, so that's high pressure, maybe a little bit of offshore flow, and temperatures should surge up into the mid-70s. So it'll be an absolute glorious day on Monday. Unfortunately, we're back at work. And then next week, we have a series of very weak disturbances, nothing really major at this point. So a really nice fall weekend. And next week doesn't look like any real problems at all.
And yesterday marked the autumn equinox, the time when, according to that nomenclature, you would expect day and night to be equal. But that's not actually the case, is it?
That's right. This is the equinox, and yesterday was the day when the sun is directly over the equator. Now, a number of media reports and other places suggest that day or night are equal, but that's not quite true. Actually, on the equinox, the day is a little bit longer than the night.
Why is this?
Well, there's two reasons. Number one, the sun is not a point. It's a disk. So what happens is we start the day when the sun just comes above the horizon, just the upper part of the sun. And night is when the top of the sun goes below the horizon. So it's not like we're looking at the center point of the sun. The day is longer because, you know, the disk of the sun takes a finite amount of time to go below the horizon. But it's more than that. Something's even more important, and that's the bending effect or the refracting effect of the atmosphere. People don't think about that, but the atmosphere is like a gigantic lens, and it actually distorts the sun's rays and the moon's rays and the stars' rays as well. And so when the sun looks like it's setting, it's actually well below the horizon at that point because the sun's rays are bent up. So the bending up of the sun's rays, you know, as it sets and as it rises, actually makes the day longer than you'd expect astronomically. So that makes the day longer.
And we refer to the equinox now, though, based on the position of the sun directly above the equator. Is that correct?
Right. So if the sun was a point and if the atmosphere wasn't there, then on the equinox, day and night would be the same. But we have these two factors. So actually, you know, yesterday, which was the equinox, the day was about 8 minutes longer than the night. So it wasn't equal. And we won't be equal until we get a few more days in. So roughly on the 25th of September, that's when the day and night will be actually equal. One other really fun thing about the equinox is if you look at a satellite picture, the terminator, the division between light and darkness, is a straight line north-south. It's the only in those two equinoxes, the one in the spring and the one in the fall, do you see the satellite pictures show that straight north-south line.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.